You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
This is Robbie Reviews.
I feel the need for speed.
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
Green, for lack of a better word, is good.
Show me the
roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of Robbie Reviews. And today we have a special episode. We are talking about Freakier Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into this episode is sponsored by Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast. This is my brothers and I conspiracy theory podcast. If you're into like reptilians, aliens, is the moon landing fake? Are aliens walking among us? Stuff like that. You're going to love Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast.
Yep.
You have to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com
Yep.
to access it all. But you can binge it once you join the network. All 12 episodes are there for the first season. They're there.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to it as is.
Yep.
And another important update is if you're going to be in the Virginia Beach area at the Tidewater Horror Convention, September 12th to the 14th, Limitless Broadcasting will be in the building. Mm-hmm. I will be in the building selling horror merch,
yes.
digital memberships to the platform. So mm-hmm. if you're going to be at the show, come say hi, buy a shirt, say what's up.
Yeah.
Let me know what podcast you like the most.
Yes.
And if you're looking for scary merchandise, the spooky season is upon us. Just remember, you can go over to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com and buy horror merchandise. We got American Psycho over there. We got Freddy versus Jason. We got Jason stuff. We got it all.
Michael Myers. Lost Boys.
You know, yeah. Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that your heart desires. Not only do we do streaming, but we also do merchandise.
Yeah.
So head over there and support our platform.
Definitely.
So I'll be honest with you. I was not a fan of Freakier Friday.
He had never seen
seen the first Freakier Friday. So the day we went to see this, I saw Freaky Friday beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So go on and continue.
Yes. So today, though, we're talking about Freakier Friday, which just came out this year, 2025. So our description, 22 years after Tess and Anna endured an identity crisis, Anna now has a daughter and a soon-to-be stepdaughter. As they navigate the challenges that come with two families merge, Tess and Anna discover that lightning may strike twice.
Yeah. Dum, dum, dum.
So we got a couple taglines. First one, Friday is about to get freaky again, which I did think is good tagline. And here we go again. So two kind of basic but fitting.
I think that both it fits for sure.
Yes, I like them. This was directed by Nisha Ganatra. I probably butchered that. And then our producers, Kristen Burr, Andrew Gunn, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Andrew Gunn
is one of our producers.
I wonder if he's related to James Gunn.
I have no idea. This was written by Jordan Weiss and our cast. So, of course, we have Jamie Lee Curtis back as Tess Coleman, Lindsay Lohan as Anna Coleman, Julia Butters as Harper. So she's a new addition. She is Anna's daughter, Harper. Sophia Hammonds is Lily Reyes. So she is new. She's going to be the stepdaughter. Manny Jacinto as Eric Reyes. So he's the fiance for Anna. Mark Harmon is back as Ryan. He is the stepfather.
He is one patient
that
guy.
That was in the first movie.
I will tell you that.
She was getting married, that Tess was marrying, so... Yeah, Mark puts up with a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff.
He's like, it's fine. It's cool. Chad Michael Murray is back as Jake, which is a very welcome addition.
We'll get into Chad.
Maitreyi Ramakrishnan is Ramakrishnan.
I'm assuming he's a chef.
No, Maitreyi is the singer.
Oh, the singer. Okay.
Yeah, I know her from, oh my gosh, what's the name of that show? The Mindy Kaling show that she produced. Lauren's going to bother me unless I look it up. How do you spell her name?
Mindy show? Mindy Project?
No, she...
Oh, the girl off from Netflix.
Yes, yeah. Never Have I Ever. I really liked that show.
Watched it, but Sammy has watched it. I recognized her from like the previews and everything like that.
I think she did a great job there, and she did a good job in her limited role here. Rosalind Chow is Pepe. She's back again. Vanessa Bayer as Madame Jen. So Vanessa Bayer, she would be the energy vampire.
Okay.
From What We Do in the Shadows. Okay. I really hard, like, she's not the same character, obviously, in this, but in my mind, I'm like, she is. It's just her cosplaying now as a...
psychic.
You didn't recognize her?
Did not recognize her.
I told you. I'm like, she's from What We Do in the Shadows.
Now looking at it, I'm just like, okay,
Yeah, and she dated Colin Robinson.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christina Vidal is back as Maddie. Haley Hudson is Peg. Ryan Magarani is Harry Coleman. Lucille Suung is Pepe's mother. She's back again. And Stephen Tobolowski is Mr. Bates. So he returns. So he's a teacher, which that was very funny seeing him back again, too. Elaine Hendricks is Blake Hale. And June Diane Raphael is Veronica. So we had a lot of returning or recognizable faces in this one. Box office, as of 8/30/25, budget is estimated at $42 million. Opening weekend, it made $29 million. And so far, its gross in the U.S. and Canada is at $82 million. And worldwide, $133.
They'll definitely do another one.
If they can do another one, they will. And clearly, if Jamie Lee Curtis is on board and Lindsay Lohan, they will do another one. Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. Ratings. This has a 6.9 out of 10 on IMDb, a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 4.3 out of 5 on Google. So overall.
For Google, that's really good.
Even for IMDb, a 6.9, that's not bad, since people on IMDb hate everything.
Okay.
I tend to go by Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Because I think those people are generally more fair with ratings, but that's just me. So, for trivia, this is Mark Harmon's first non-NCIS-related work in 13 years.
NCIS has been good to Mark Harmon.
Yes. Yep.
Got to get that paid. He's a producer and an actor on that.
I don't blame him.
Getting that money train.
Yeah, it's a money machine. And this film marks Lindsay Lohan's first theatrically released leading role with a wide release in 18 years. Her last film was I Know Who Killed Me. So she's back again, too. And Lindsay Lohan and Elaine Hendricks come together again in this film after also starring together in The Parent Trap, a movie that Robbie has not seen.
I have not seen that one
yet. I'm super annoyed, so we will be adding that to the list.
One of you said the woman from The Parent Trap actually came into this movie. She has a part.
I just read the trivia for that.
Yes, yeah.
I just said
I'm saying that.
Yes. I literally just said it.
Yes. I'm agreeing with you.
I said it. Why are you acting like I told you this days ago? Which I did, but I also literally just read it.
Yes. I keep going.
Anyway, in The Parent Trap, you wouldn't know this, but Elaine's character is named Meredith Blake, and in this one, she's called Blake Kale. So it's a nod back to her character. You're going to watch that movie. So Jodie Foster was offered to reprise her role as Annabelle from Freaky Friday, but she had to decline because she was shooting in Private Life instead.
Like Jodie Foster, the actress? Clearly.
No, the horse. What do you mean Jodie Foster, the actress?
From True Detectives.
Yes, okay. Jodie Foster. Jesus. Okay. It was Jamie Lee Curtis who contacted the head of Disney. That would be Bob Iger.
Just hit him up on the phone number?
Yes, with the idea to make the film. So there's a great, she tells this in many interviews, but that's literally how Jamie Lee Curtis tells it. That she said when she's meeting fans, talking to people, she gets asked about Halloween and Freaky Friday. Those are the only things people want to talk to her about. And she was just like, she'd really want to do another one, but she had to wait until Lindsay would be old enough to have her own kid. And so she finally was just like, I think Lindsay's old enough. She could technically, if she had a kid very young, she could have like a preteen and teenager, right? So she reached out to Lindsay Lohan and Lindsay said yes, and they agreed to do it.
Lindsay Lohan now lives in Dubai.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is also true. She said it was safer there. Paparazzi.
Because they can't take photos of you. It's illegal. Yeah.
Yep, that's illegal there.
Which.
She walks around like a regular civilian in Dubai.
I mean, I get it. There's a lot of jobs here for paparazzi and stuff, but. I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable to say you can't just take photos of people when they're out and about living their life.
People make a lot of money doing that.
Not doing a public event for something.
When you're going to dinner or things like that. No, I think
it's rude.
It reminds us of the time we were at Spookala and we're getting into the elevator and we see I'm carrying two Papa John's pizzas and coming out of the elevator is Tom Arnold.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, you're Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
Can I get a photo with you? And he was like, I asked, can we get a photo with you? And he was on his way to work out. He was like, can we do this tomorrow? I was like, sure. It never came, but I was like, you know, it's Tom Arnold, you know?
Yeah.
How many times do you get to share an elevator with Tom Arnold?
Once.
Once in a blue moon.
So far, one time.
So what did, as a fan of this movie, what did you...
I'm not even done with the trivia.
Okay, keep going.
You were driving me nuts today.
Keep going.
Okay. This was released 22 years after the original film. And the two new actresses, Sophia Hammonds and Julia Butters, were not even born yet when the first movie came out.
Is this... Oh, Hammond. I thought you said Harmon. I thought
Hammonds.
That, yes, I hear you.
You seem to have a lot of trouble with listening today. Anna and Eric's wedding date is October 3rd, which is the iconic date from Mean Girls, a movie he also has not seen and doesn't understand, which stars Lindsay Lohan. Also, that was not a thing they did on purpose because I saw an interview or a clip from Lindsay where she saw the mock-up, I guess, of their wedding announcement or whatever it was. And she saw October 3rd and she's like, oh, so you guys did that on purpose. And supposedly they said no. That wasn't on purpose. And she said, well, now everybody's going to attribute this to Mean Girls. So it is going to be a thing, just so you know. So, yeah. Supposedly it was not done on purpose. But I feel someone in the art department probably did do that on purpose.
Probably.
And Lindsay Lohan's brother, Dakota, makes a cameo as a surfer in this film.
I didn't know she had a brother. Well, there you go.
Now I'm done.
Helping family members get jobs.
And now I'm done.
So as a fan of this, what did you think of it?
I liked it. Okay. I think it was a well-done sequel, and I think it's important that, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis was heavily involved since she, you know, obviously was big in the first one, and the fact that she said, I wanted to wait until the time was right, so we weren't going to just jump in and do it, right? We weren't going to have Anna with, like, a two-year-old, and now they're flipping lives that way. You know what I mean? They want to do something ridiculous. And I think it was well done, and they're very funny. All of the actresses in this who played the daughters and, of course, Jamie and Lindsay, all of them are very funny. They do well with the comedic timing and bouncing off each other.
Yeah.
I thought that was great, and I liked the way that they brought Jake back, and Jake is still obsessed to a certain extent with Tess. I thought that was very funny.
That's Chad and Michael Murray.
Yes, Chad and Michael Murray.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Chad and Michael Murray actually looks the same as he did back then?
He looks like a grown-up Chad Michael Murray.
He looks so different.
No, he doesn't.
I look at him, and I'm just like, how do people not get this?
No, he doesn't look that different.
He does. No, he looks super weird.
He was grown up.
When he was in the Gilmore Girls, okay, I can buy that, right? But now I'm just like, bro, looks super weird.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. Well, I guess you guys can all... gang up on me in the comments that do you think Chad Michael Murray
Judgerson over here
looks weird as an adult?
I don't think he looks weird.
You know another guy that looks weird
Here we go.
It's a guy from Final Destination and Idle Hands, the star of it. He starred in the Stand video.
I don't know.
Of course you don't know.
I have no idea who you're talking about. I've never seen any of those things.
Stand video. He played in Hard Eyes.
Who?
Actor.
Let's all just sit here while Robbie tries to look up somebody. He doesn't even know his name.
Devon Sawa. Sawa. Okay. Devon Sawa. I'm sorry.
What else was he in?
He was in Casper.
Exactly.
He was Final Destination, Idle Hands, Hard Eyes. He didn't even mention
his iconic role in Casper. Casper, but okay.
Okay, he was Casper.
I knew who he was, thank you.
I know, but for our listeners, just to let you know.
You don't know who anybody is or anything about any of the trivia.
I'm better at faces. Like, I get the names confused, but, like, I know their faces.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I get them, their names mixed up, but yes. So, yeah, as a fan of this, are you glad they made another remake?
Yes, I thought it was a fun movie. I think it's well done. I would watch this.
What attracted you to the first one?
I mean, it was 2003. Lindsay Lohan was in it. Lindsay Lohan was like
a peak Lindsay Lohan
star at that point, you know?
Okay.
Like, she was a bigger deal. I liked Lindsay Lohan and the things I had seen her in.
How old were you when the first one came out?
So 2003. So, because I don't want to do all that math, so I can tell you if I get my calculator up. 2003 minus, I'm not going to say the 16.
Okay.
So I'm like the same age basically as Lindsay Lohan. So I always liked her, I think partially because of that, because we were around the same age. Now, I couldn't relate to her going out with Paris Hilton and all them.
But I'm sure that was fun.
She did. I liked.
I'm sure that was fun too.
I enjoyed Lindsay Lohan's career, and I felt bad when she had a lot of problems because she just had a lot of struggles growing up. So
she had a love problem, like with it.
I didn't say love. I said a lot of problems.
A lot of problems. I hear you.
I said a lot of problems.
I get you.
If you can hear me, yes. Lindsay Lohan got arrested several times. Like,
wasn't she in a conservatorship too?
No.
No.
I don't think
so. Almost. I think she was almost put in one.
But she had to go to rehab, and it was the whole thing. Lindsay Lohan was a mess.
Wasn't that the girl that they kept calling fire crotch?
That was Paris Hilton doing that, because Paris Hilton is a mean person.
So Paris Hilton was doing that to her.
At least back then, she was kind of mean. And
Perez Hilton was, too.
Well, Perez Hilton's always...
But they were best friends with Paris Hilton.
She hung out with Paris Hilton.
Yeah, he...
Perez? I don't know.
Perez is a guy.
I know who Perez is.
Yes.
My fucking God. I know who Perez is. She hung out with Paris and Britney and all of that group. And I don't know what the dynamic really was there. But I don't know anything about who Perez was friends with. I have no idea.
He was just, you know,
He just knew everyone's business. I don't know.
And then he put out a thing, the Perez Report. That was... we're talking...
Perez was like the original gossip.
Yeah, like... It was the original TMZ without TMZ.
Yeah.
He was like a influencer.
Yeah.
He's still around. He's still doing his thing, but
he
was just friends with everybody. He was an influencer in Hollywood. Yeah. I mean, this is stuff that happened back when the original one came out.
Yes.
But I just remember Paris Hilton being called fire crotch. Not Paris Hilton, but Lindsay Lohan.
That was a thing, yes.
Yeah, and that's... I'm glad she made it...
It was some douchebag. I can't remember his name now that they were hanging out with.
I think they were dating or something like that.
No, it was someone I think Paris was really good friends with. Maybe she was dating him. But I can't remember his name, but he was ugly. And I was like, you're one to make fun of somebody when you look like so fucking trashy. Like, I can't remember his name, though.
Have you seen...
The guy that she used to hang out with.
Have you seen the promo video of Jamie Lee Curtis promoting... Freakier Friday, and her shoulders, her sleeve is slipped off, and like her boot.
She's wearing the outfit from the movie.
Yeah,
that Lily.
Exactly.
Put her in and altered. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people are like, "Oh my God, her boobs are crazy big." in this.
And everybody's like, she got a boob job. And I'm just like, clearly she has like a giant push-up bra. In, like, that's the point of the outfit. She wore it in the movie, but she's clearly wearing, like, no offense, Jamie Lee Curtis, but you're clearly wearing, like, a push-up bra. That's she doesn't have small boobs.
That's the outfit they put in her when they were playing dress-up at the photo shoot.
She leaves the photo shoot in yes, that outfit that's and the walks one. Around.
Well, yes. When I saw it, when I originally...
Brandon Davis, he was the dude.
Okay, when I originally saw the clip of her promoting this, that's before we saw the movie.
Yeah.
And then then you were like, oh, it's the original outfit she's wearing to promote the movie. But clearly nobody's seen her in, like, True Lies or in Trading Places. You could have seen her boobs in Trading Places. Well, so.
The point is people are trying to act like she got some sort of boob job, and I'm like, she
I don't think she
did not do that, no.
That's the reason why I'm bringing this up is because...
And also... That's what we all want to talk about is Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs.
Clearly people do because that thing circulated the internet.
They was a big
over a million times. So yeah, people want to look at and talk about her boobs. Listen,
Jamie Lee Curtis knows what she's doing to make a bunch of get a bunch of attention for this film.
When Jamie Lee Curtis, I have yet to be at a convention with her, but she used to do conventions before we did conventions. But in one of the Halloween DVDs, she shot a documentary about her going to a convention in Indianapolis, downtown Indianapolis. And, like, she shut that thing down.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's before the network was actually live and well.
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, people, like, lining up 4 or 5 hours before she even rolls in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know how stars usually go from, like, making movies to conventions when they're in the lull period. Mm-hmm. And that's nothing wrong with that. You're getting caked up. I get it. But she's just like Sting. I went to a convention with Sting, the wrestler, and he shut the convention down.
Yeah, no one was around.
Everybody, all the customers on the showroom floor left to go stand in his line. Mm-hmm. She is that kind of star power.
Yeah.
I think the movie she makes, True Lies, Halloween, Trading Places, numerous others, I think she knows what she's doing. She was even in The Bear.
Yeah, she was the mom.
She did probably
in The Bear, yeah.
Yeah, she did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she knows what she's doing.
Yes, and the promos they all did together for the movie, they did... individual interviews. She did a lot of interviews where she was just with Lindsay. They did a lot of group interviews with the whole cast. Well, not the whole cast, but the two girls, Manny, Chad would be there a lot of times too. They would do group interviews with them. And that was all over social media with them answering silly questions about the movie. I mean, they did a really good job of promoting this. Good job, Disney, for once. And I'm assuming she had something to do with trying to make sure the promos were out there.
Oh, for sure. It just looked like a fun movie.
Yes.
From the promos, like, and everything.
They had fun making it, shooting it, yeah.
The special message, she was like, at the end of the movie or at the end of the credits, she's like, thank you guys for coming out, supporting this.
Yes.
I think it's very cool that Jamie Lee Curtis can actually hit up Bob Iger. She probably has his personal cell phone. Hey, it's time to do this.
She says she's known him since her ABC days. So, yeah, she's known Bob Iger for
ABC
a long
days?
Time.
She was in ABC?
The network.
Oh,
ABC.
Yes. What was she in? What did she do for them?
I don't know. She just says she knew him since those
days. Okay, that's what I'm asking.
When he was running. Oh, my
God. That's what I'm wondering.
This episode is such a struggle to get through.
No, I'm saying you were the ABC days. I thought you knew a project she was related to. But it's good to know.
Anyway.
So, this is why you guys tune in to hear the banter back and forth. Sorry it's such a struggle with the one of us.
That's clearly you, but anyway.
So, what would you rate this movie?
I would give this certainly a 9.5.
So, you would watch it again?
I liked the movie because they did a good job of, we have a grown-up Anna and Tess now working together. And it wasn't all about them having a conflict, right?
It was about their family.
The younger generation, blending the two families, all of that. So I thought it was good that we had Anna and Tess teamed up together this time instead of being apart.
Yeah.
You know, they were separated from the, you know, Harper and Lily, the two young
I think girls. One thing I thought was funny is the moms switched bodies with the younger girls. And you have them in the house, and they're like, they have grape juice. And they have, like, white grape juice and red grape juice. And they're like, oh, I'm going to switch to red, thinking of red grape juice. I thought that part was actually pretty funny. I was like, okay, that's a clever play on words.
And when they first switched, they were very, it was very much like the first movie where, you know, you have Anna freaking out because now she's older because she's her mom, right?
Yeah.
And I liked that they did that again in this one because clearly Jamie Lee Curtis has a lot of, like, fun with the character.
Right.
And with she can make fun of herself because they had that whole bit where she has to get her passport photo taken. So Lily, as Tess, does lip plumper and she can't even talk. It looks so ridiculous. And that stuff just has me rolling because she's like, she has no lips. And then she does the lip plumper later. Like that shit was so funny to me. I loved it.
I'm glad everybody came back. If you're going to, again, you're going to do a sequel, you need everybody, all the cast. I'm surprised they got Mark to come back.
I mean, he clearly enjoyed.
But clearly he enjoyed working with everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mark Harmon is one of the richest people in Hollywood.
I believe it.
You would not. And this is why you listen to this show is because I give you insights like this. But you just wouldn't think of it. But he's invested. The richest girl in Hollywood is woman is Star from The Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm. That actress.
She was in Lost Boys. She was in Entourage. She's been in numerous. But the way she invested her money. Mm-hmm. She's just the rich. She's even richer than Tom Cruise.
Yeah, which is saying something.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
what would you rate the movie?
So the reason why I'm letting you speak a lot in this one is because I didn't really grow up with this. It wasn't really nostalgic to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, you know, the movie didn't lag. It wasn't slow. I thought there was a lot of funny parts to it. So I would watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably rate it probably an 8.
Okay, that's
fair. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't slow. The character development was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was impressed that they got everybody back. That would have knocked off some points if the whole cast didn't come back.
Yeah, and I like that we still acknowledge that Anna was a musician and she did that for a long time and now she manages.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought there was good evolution there, too. So we're not just stuck in that teenage version of her.
I think this movie is more about, like, family and building families. And,
oh, for sure.
It had a lot to do with, like, keeping everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
I know intermingling families is hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like broke down boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody ended up coming into the fold after this.
Yeah. And I liked, too, that we had the different dynamics going on, and especially Anna and Harper's relationship, because
they hated each other
in
the beginning.
You know, and Harper thought Anna, like, resented her, and that's why she didn't have the career she could have and all that. And then you find out that, you know, that's not even, of course, that's not how Anna feels. But, you know, Harper gets to learn that, and that the song that she thought was about Jake was really about her the whole time. I thought that was really nice too. And, you know, they did the tie-in again with the guitar, right? Because we have Harper, you know, being Anna, she doesn't know how to play the guitar, but she's pushed up on stage, right, to perform. But this time it's let me bring out, you know, the actual person who can play the guitar.
Yeah.
I liked that tie-in. Last time, you know, we had it in the wings, so we didn't, you know, the audience didn't really know what was going on, but this time we had a collaboration on stage. I thought that was a nice change to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie. If you like the first Freaky Friday, if you like Jamie and Lindsay, and, yeah, I mean, it's good, Chad. It's worth watching. It's funny, and it's got a lot of heart to it. Yeah. It's a good classic, like, Disney feel.
I would agree with you. It has a lot, heart.
Mm-hmm.
It just, to me, it just looked like a great time on set.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you get in the movie business, is you, it just feels like a party. It's a lot of work, don't get me wrong.
Oh, for sure.
But, like, you get those glimpses behind the scenes, and you're just like, oh, that's where I want to do. That's where I want to be. Because filmmaking is a group effort.
Yeah.
And it takes such a long process. I mean, they're probably on set 20 hours a day trying to get this thing done.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out beautifully. I mean, from a person that's not really a fan of the franchise, I would watch it again.
Mm-hmm. It was a great time.
So I know.
I really enjoyed it.
I know you really enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. And I'm sure we will be rediscussing this movie around the Pixie Dust Twins next year in 2026. So
we'll if you're not listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast, shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Especially the Boogeyman Pod is also available anywhere you get your podcasts. Those are two non-subscription shows that you can listen to.
Mm-hmm. Just like this one.
Just like this one.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, then we'll be able to see what Ashley and Dan think of it.
Yeah, they'll have a lot more to say about it. Again, I wasn't a big fan of the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to review it. I mean, for a non-fan of the franchise, it was great character development. It didn't lag. It was a good time. It was fun all the way through. So, yeah, I would rewatch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I thought it was great.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning into this episode. Make sure to go to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com and subscribe. Mm-hmm. We have streaming television, movies, and we also have merchandise.
Yes.
It's spooky season is upon us. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a Freddy shirt or a Jason shirt or a Michael Myers shirt or an American Psycho shirt, go to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com, purchase a shirt, check out the site, subscribe because you get all of our subscription shows, Rant Radio, Strange World with Robert, Bump in the Night Chronicles, Secrets Uncovered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's affordable. It's like $7 a month and $80 a year.
Yeah.
And you get streaming television and movies wrapped into one.
Yeah.
And thanks for checking this movie out or the show out. And we will see you at the movies.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Robbie Reviews is hosted by Robbie Brooksby as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Post-production and intro by Sammy Brooksby. Follow the show on Instagram at Robbie Reviews Movies. Check out the other shows on our network by following at Limitless Broadcasting on Instagram and at 1950 Studios on TikTok. See you next time.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.